Welcome back to Pearls and Swine on Good News You Can Use. I'm Levi.
And I'm Lisa. And so far this week, we've talked about a runner cresting a ridge with news of a battle already won, and about Jesus finishing that battle for us on the cross.
Today, we're asking the question that comes right after all of that. Okay, so what now?
Yeah, because it would be easy to hear all of this and think, great, now it's my turn to go fight.
And that's not it. Hear me on this. You will never be asked to walk into the valley Jesus already walked into. The battle is over. It is finished. You don't fight for your salvation, and you never will.
But once you have been rescued, the Bible's pretty clear. There's a different kind of battle that you get invited into. Not a battle to win God's favor, a battle for another one.
Yeah, fought with love instead of a sword. Galatians 6:2, I love this. It says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
It doesn't say avoid one another's burdens or pray about them from a safe distance. It says bear them. Get under the weight of what somebody else is carrying.
That's a battle, too. It's just fought with, like when we get under the burden, like carrying someone else's burden, like the fight in the battle, it's fought with, you know, casseroles and car rides and hard conversations where you speak the truth instead of slinging stones.
Yeah. Peter writes, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. You know, I love that word varied. It's one of my favorite in that letter. God didn't give the whole church one gift and call it good. He scattered gifts across the room on purpose so that no single person would ever have to carry each other alone.
Some people fight this battle with, I think, like hospitality. We have people who are just, they're just hospitable. You go to their house and they're like, man, I feel welcome. Some people are just encouragement people. You know, they send you a text or exactly at the right moment. Some with their hands, they're fixing what's broken. Some with their wallet, they're quietly generous. Nobody asks for it. Some with their knees, they're actually like just prayer warriors. And they're praying for people by name. None of those gifts are less spiritual than the others.
Well, and do you remember the picture from our first day this week? Nobody sent one lone runner up the mountain and told him to figure out how the whole city should respond by himself.
No, the evangelist brought the news and the entire city heard it. And they lived like people who already won together.
Well, yeah, I like what the writer of Hebrews says. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider or think about how to stir up one another to love and good works, encouraging one another.
Yeah, that word consider means think about it on purpose.
Yeah.
Don't wait to stumble into a way to serve. Go look for one.
Yeah, it doesn't stop with us either. Every one of us gets to be a runner cresting the hill for somebody else. A neighbor, a coworker, a friend who's still staring at the horizon, still waiting to find out if there's any good news at all.
You don't need a seminary degree to be a runner. You just need to have actually heard the news yourself and be willing to open your mouth and say it to someone else that Jesus, what Jesus said is it's finished. Jesus rose 3 days later. You do not have to live in your sin any longer. I mean, it's pretty simple, the gospel and what God has done for us. God came to us. We don't have to work our way to him. Jesus came and he died for us and he rose again for us. And that's a pretty easy message to say. Also, I think sometimes people get a little bit nervous on saying that, but this is what victorious people do. They shout out the awesomeness of the victory. It's not our victory. We get to embrace it, but we received it from Jesus.
Yep. It's finished. The battles everyone's terrified of has already been won, and you don't have to fight it alone. John writes, let us not love in word or deed or talk, but in deed and truth.
That's the whole heartbeat of this. Not because we're trying to win some spiritual battle through our own strength. We know how that story goes for people who try to fight Goliath on their own.
Yeah, we live it and share it because the battle is already over. Our champion already won. And now we simply get to tell people, walk with people, and serve people until they hear it too.
Yeah, someone near you is coming. Is still watching the horizon. And we get to be the evangelists. We get to be the ones who runs and says, it's finished. It's done. The victory is ours. Jesus won. He defeated death. He defeated our Goliath. The greatest problem that we had, he defeated. And we too can live and have life to the abundance that he has promised.
And that's our 3 days together. If you've never trusted Jesus, the invitation is simple. Stop trying to fight your own battle and receive the victory that's already been won for you.
And if you have, walk out today, just remember, in whatever you do, you're not carrying a debt anymore. You're carrying good news. You're carrying good news. It is finished. This has been Pearls and Swine, and that is really, really good news that you can use.
Thanks for tuning in with us. If you've got questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email those to office@evangelup.org. If you'd like to catch up on any of the previous Pearls and Swine episodes, just search Evangel Houghton on your preferred podcast platform or go to our website, evangelup.org.